So what was, what do you think Clay had realistically last week? Was he even anywhere close to being what he normally can do in terms of the way he just influences a game? Even if the production's not there, was his presence enough to cause any influence on the game just because he's Clay?
To some extent, I think if you go back and look at the film, for a guy that they knew was coming off of an injury, they still committed a back to him, the chip. So they still paid attention to him. There were still some instances, if you go back and you look at Julius Peppers' sack, you know, Clay is the guy that is influencing that quarterback to kind of get a little skittish to where not only did Peppers put on a good move, but that sort of was the beginning of the breakdown. So with that being said, there were some things that you can take from that game as being very, very positive, but you want to get away with not trying to evaluate how close he was or decision-making and all that other stuff. I think that you don't live in hindsight. I think that we had a process. Clay is very valuable to this defense and this team, and so we're in a mode now in which everything matters. Every game matters every year, from game one to game 16. But last week is going to be just as important as this week as well. So,
how do you replace Nick? You used to have a whole bunch of depth. Now Nick's hurt, Clay's limited, Kyler's hurt.
Next guy up. Dayton Jones, Julius Peppers, Jerome Elliott, Winston Moss. Wait a second. What's all the giggles and cracks for? What's going on? No? Can't happen?
What's your 40 time?
Doesn't matter. Just make the play, right?
What does Dayton have to do with this opportunity? Obviously, take advantage of it. But, you know, he's had some good moments again this year, but you're really counting on him now without Nick. What are your expectations for him, and what are your hopes?
We count on Dayton any chance he gets into the ball game. With Nick going down, and just like, you know, we talked about, you know, Fackrell is out, and we're going through some issues right now as far as having totally healthy guys. But at the end of the day, we're going to find a way to put guys on that field that can contribute, they can perform at a high level, and they can make plays and help us win. And so Dayton will just be another one of those parts. I got to say, you know, even Dayton has been doing some really good things all year, but even in his extended reps last week, it's probably the most he played all year. Go back and look. I mean, Dayton got after it pretty good. So I feel pretty good that, you know, if he's in there and doing his thing, should help us out.
I'll ask the same question about Jerome, who's kind of played fleetingly here and there until last week had a bunch of snaps.
Jerome's a little different in the fact that he's kind of, you know, he's committed to his special teams as well. So his role is a little different. His priority, I would say, would be that he's got to really, really do a great job on special teams, which he has been doing. He's probably one of their most productive guys. And so, with that being said, you know, you want him to still handle that role and not diminish any performance from that standard. But also, when he has his opportunities, whenever we decide to put him in the game, he can come through. He's a very assignment conscious guy. He does a really good job of doing what he's supposed to do, and He'll flash every once in a while. He'll make a play for you. He'll make a play in reverse. He had a it's a coincidence that, you know, we don't know how the way this game's going to play out, but Jerome had a big game last year versus Seattle. And so there's a potential to where he might have some opportunity. We just don't know how much yet that where he can have an impact this week as well.
Putting the productivity aside, just how much grit did Clay show getting through four quarters and not having the use of the shoulder?
I wish I could speak for him. I just know that from my playing days, I've had a lot of bumps and bruises that I've had to play through. And it takes a lot because I can say this with ease. The issues that I played through, whether I don't know if you guys can see it, you see this little thing rising up above here from the separation of shoulders and torn pecs and knees and so forth, to be able to fight through and play through those issues, and now having to deal with some of that as I've gotten older. It goes, you know, those guys really put a lot on the line. They put a lot on the line when they know that they're not healthy and they're trying to become, I guess, unselfish and really give themselves up for the team. And Clay epitomized nothing but giving himself up for this team, because he knows how important it is for us to try and do as well as we can. Again, we're in a mode now in which we don't have any more mulligans. And so Clay took the shot. So I commend him on giving all that he had. And that to me, point blank, that says a lot.
I know edge rush is so important in this game. Obviously, Clay's very good at edge rush. Is there anything maybe to him being more valuable maybe at inside linebacker just because he can be involved in more plays and do a little bit more?
Well, that's tough to get into now, and that's we'll just have to see. We game plan from the standpoint of what is it going to take to win this week? And so based upon all of the options, who we have available is very, very important. Again, I would say that if regardless if Clay can contribute, he can contribute inside, outside, or wherever we decide to put him. And I think that the goal would be to, if you're in there, whatever we're asking you to do, do the best you can and try and make some things happen and just try and help us win.
So that shoulder thing, maybe you can't play then if you listed yourself as one of those guys.
No, I didn't say that. Nah. We could elaborate on that for a long time. We could have some fun with that, but I think I'm taking up too much time right now. No, but Clay is working hard to get back, and we'll let the doctors and those trainers evaluate on what his status and how's he improving and what he can do, and we'll go from there. But do not put in there that I am a viable candidate to replace anybody. You know, they would have to run directly at me, and then they would have the ball carrier have to literally fall in my lap to be a factor. So that's it.
Hey, how's Nick handling this? Just not the physical part of it, but the mental part of it.
Probably on the inside. On the outside, very, very professional, because you know the situation. He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot at stake. He's got a lot on the table, and I'm sure he wants to finish this thing off with giving himself the best chance to be all that he can be. So, but he's handled it well. Got to give him credit.